You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Trump's trade war isn't just a U.S.-China problem. The U.S. and China aren't the only countries affected by the escalating trade wars. On Sunday, President Trump said he would use emergency powers to force private companies to relocate out of China. While Trump has made no movement to follow through on his threat, many companies are independently looking for alternatives to China. Companies are diversifying outside of China, says Brian Keir, a former CIO of manufacturing company Nortec. The era of putting all your eggs in one basket is over. See how LA belches emissions block by block. Here's the bad news. LA saw a 10% rise in deaths from ozone pollution between 2010 and 2017. Sources that exhale a large amount of CO2 are to blame, and that includes cars, power plants, and airports. But here's the better news. A group of researchers dug through mountains of data to calculate the emissions from not just every road, but every building in Los Angeles. Ultimately, the goal is to create a block-by-block forecasting system for cities around the U.S. that will help them be smarter about directing mitigation efforts. And now for today's fast fact. 80. That's the number of nukes the U.S. would need to deploy per year to combat hurricanes in the Atlantic. On Sunday, as part of a hurricane preparedness briefing, President Trump suggested launching nuclear explosions on any suspicious coastal activity. Trump's suggestion, however impractical, continues a long American history of considering using nuclear weapons against storms. But don't worry, the sheer amount of energy contained in a storm means it wouldn't work anyway. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.